Sorry, did you say something, Professor? Oh, right. Yeah, the midterms. They're, yeah, sorry. Yeah, they're graded. They're in your inbox, under the mail. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's fine. I just, if I'm being honest, it's boy problems. With who? You? God, no. Sorry, that was rude. I didn't mean like I wouldn't want to talk to you. It's just that I'm not going to bore you with my stupid grad student problems. Well, I mean, nobody directly said that, but I can't imagine you would find them remotely interesting. Oh gosh, I don't know, Mr. World-renowned lecturer and author. It's fine. It's nothing you need to worry about. It's just stupid shit. It's dumb. I'm sure I'm just getting too into my head and making me deal and I'm nothing. It's probably all gonna blow over in a few days. Well, there's no harm, I guess. It's just, it's kind of embarrassing. What could you possibly have to spill that's so embarrassing? Okay, fine. Yeah. You tell me yours and I'll tell you mine. Oh. Okay, that's not embarrassing. That's adorable. And I'm reneging on the deal. Fine. God's sake. I had a fight with my boyfriend and it's made me feel really self-conscious and I keep trying to forget about it, but it just keeps finding its way to the front of my mind. Why would you ask if the fight was about sex? No, you're right. It does usually take a lot to embarrass me, so... Good eye. Yeah, I should probably stop trying to hide things from my psych professor, huh? No, I know. You haven't been my professor in a long time, but you're still my boss and sort of my friend. No, I mean, I consider you my friend, but I don't expect you to do the same. Oh. Well, that's... Thank you. That's nice to hear. Yes, all right. Talking to you as my friend... Yes, you guessed correctly. It was a fight about sex. You see, we have these mutual friends, Amber and Cody. They're that couple that break up all the time and keep getting back together. They're kind of awful, but whatever. So they broke up this time because Amber found out that Cody's been sneaking around with all these other women, but then Cody said he should be allowed to because it's just blowjobs, and if Amber wanted him to stop, then she should consider being more generous and... Oh, yeah, no. You're right. Cody's a huge asshole. And I'm going to be so pissed if she takes him back this time, but whatever. So my boyfriend and I, we were out with them and we had to hear them have this whole fight. And we got back to his place and he said something like, well, at least you don't have to worry about me looking elsewhere for... I'm sorry. Is this too weird? You don't care how often I give my boyfriend head. No, that's not exactly what the fight was about, but... Well, okay, so after a while I was thinking about it, and I was like, don't you ever worry that I might go looking for someone who'll go down on me? And he looked at me like he was so confused, and he got super defensive and was like, well, I don't need to go down on you because you always just come from, you know, regular sex. And I was like, I mean... And yeah, he's not wrong, but... I don't know. I mean, is that too much to ask for once in my life? Well, yeah, this is the kind of embarrassing part. I've never been with anyone who has wanted to do that for me. Okay, it's not like it's some tragedy. You know how old I am. I'm 22 and I've only ever really been in two real relationships, and it's not that big of a deal. It's just, I don't know. Now I feel like maybe I shouldn't have said anything to him or asked, and now he thinks that I'm like deeply unsatisfied with our sex life or something. Or what do you mean I should be? It's not like I'm hurting for orgasms or anything. I have plenty of experience getting myself off. It's just, is it weird to want someone to want to? God, I don't know why I'm making such a big deal about this. I've probably built the whole thing up in my head, and I wouldn't even like it if he did do it. And yeah, well, thanks for letting me vent. Sorry if that was, you know, an overshare or super unprofessional or off the clock. Right. Well, still, thank you. I did need to talk to someone about that. Yeah, well, don't worry about what I need. I'll figure something out. Or maybe he'll change his mind. Right, yeah. I could find someone else. Maybe. I could just do one of those cringy speed dating things and just ask every guy who sits down what his thoughts are on eating pussy and... Oh, my God, I cannot believe I just said that out loud. Okay, please, you have to forget that you heard me say that. Please, please. Kid. You know, I usually hate being called that. No, don't apologize. I like it when you say it. Okay, I should probably go. I can make sure the classroom door is locked on my way out if you want. Cool. So I'll see you tomorrow. And thank you, by the way, for listening to me. I really do appreciate it. I'm sorry. I don't know why I did that. I hope you don't think I was like, it's just, you know, if we are friends, then that was just what I would normally do. If one of my other friends was so sweet, I would have kissed them on the cheek too. And so it's really not just that. I probably shouldn't have done that either. Right. That was mostly you that time. I didn't say I didn't want you to. Is this okay? I don't know, Professor. Is it? Thank you for saying that, but I don't want you to stop. And I don't think you want to stop either. On your desk, really? Yeah, no, please touch me, please. Your hands are really nice, and you. I like that you know what you're doing with them. What? You don't want me to? Oh, then what is happening? I'm gonna see what I've been missing. Okay. You don't have to, you know, if you want. Of course I want you to. have to say it? This is a good girls get what they ask for kind of thing. Please, Professor? Please, will you eat my pussy? Yes, yeah, 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 take them off. My panties too. I know. You made me so wet and you've barely even touched me. I've been thinking about this for so long, though. Yes, about you. Why do you think I keep coming back as your TA for the last 3 semesters for the $11 an hour? I come back because of you. Because you're so sexy. You're such a grown-up. I mean that in a good way. You're so sure of yourself and you're confident without being cocky, and you're kind, sweet, kind of a nerd. Don't deny it. You are. Who wouldn't want to spend time with you? I've been thinking about your lips and your beard. I'm glad you're growing it out again. It looks so good. Yeah. Yeah, I want to know what it feels like. I want you to leave a mark. You promise? Okay. I'll lean back. I can't really believe this is happening. I've thought about it so many times. I've thought about you like this. On your knees, how good it would feel to have you spread my legs apart and kiss your way up the inside of my thighs. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that feels good. God, your lips are so soft. They're so much softer than they look. I can't believe you want to put them on my clit. Please do that again. Just... Oh, that feels amazing. The way you're using the tip of your tongue like that, just slowly fucking teasing me with it. Oh, God. Oh, you're going so slow. You're making this so good for me. Oh, your tongue feels incredible. How are you? Oh, yeah, yes, please lick me open like that. Lick me open. Flatten your tongue over my pussy and lick me like that. Oh, make that sound again, please. You're making me feel like, oh, fuck. Like I'm delicious or something, like I'm some meal you've been starving for. How did I think I would have? Put your tongue there again. Please. Please fuck me with your tongue, Professor. Holy shit, that feels so good. Yes. Yes, push my legs open wider. Spread me all the way out on your desk like that. Oh, like you fucking own me, please. Oh, please just don't stop. Can you put your fingers inside me? Yeah. Yes. Yes, just like that. Fuck. Oh, God, yeah. No, keep fucking with your fingers while you're eating my pussy. Oh, my God, you're so good at that. I don't know how I'm ever supposed to look at that mouth of yours ever again without thinking about having your tongue in my fucking clit like that. All over the fucking place. Your lips just sucking on my clit like that while you pump your fingers in and out of my dripping wet pussy. Jesus Christ. Am I ever going to think of anything else? Oh god, that was nifty. Okay. Oh fuck. I think okay left the station a while ago. That was. Oh my god. I don't think I can feel my legs. That's how it's supposed to be. Well, I wish someone had told me that before I started wasting my time with the guys I've been dating. I'm a little worried now, though. I mean, you might have kind of ruined me for other men just now. Now I'm supposed to go back to those middle-of-the-road orgasms now that I know that that's possible. Oh, that was the master plan? To ruin me for everyone else so you can have me all to yourself? Well, it didn't not work. I might still be on the fence, though. Yeah, I think maybe you should fuck me. Just to be sure. I mean, I want to make sure I can make you come just as hard, Professor. It's only fair, right?